I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson for a legislative update. We talked about Senate Bill 390, which he introduced, that would reallocate tax revenue generated by iron ore mining companies such as Cleveland Cliffs for public schools into a separate fund that would be used for environmental reclamation purposes at mining sites. Here's more about Senate Bill 390 with State Senator Tom Casperson.
390 was a bill that was brought to our attention by Cleveland Cliffs a while back, and the purpose for it was that the EPA was setting up new guidelines for mining concerning the type of mining that Cliffs does and the reclamation process. And so the standards the EPA was looking to impose were, we thought, extremely, clamped down on them in a sense that it would just about take them out as far as having any capital left to operate or anything else. So Cliffs wanted to be proactive and said, we don't disagree with making sure that we're good to go for the end of the process here, but what the EPA was proposing probably went too far, and that was under the last administration. So that's why that's when we started on 390, to be proactive and be put our own process forward, and that's what 390 was set to do. When we ran into a little bit of a hiccup was the fact that a new administration came in, and so all of a sudden the EPA things changed with the EPA, so the EPA wasn't so aggressive to put something like that in place the way they were trying to do it. So they're, in our eyes, they're still open to what we're talking about, and they'd still like to see something in place the way we're proposing it, but they weren't being aggressive and setting a deadline that it had to be done. So we didn't stop with 390. We felt we should keep going to be proactive, and that's kind of what's brought us to today. And so there's a little bit of back and forth. It does deal with the school aid fund to a degree as far as taxes paid, certainly by Cliffs. So Cliffs is trying to put money in, try to hold them as harmless as we can, and the local units of government have some concerns about it, and it's all about the actual tax rate at the end of the day. And so that's where we're kind of to there, trying to negotiate that out.
Now, as I understand it, the way it's proposed also is it does have a specific allocation, a carve-out of some type of about $500,000 that would go to school districts. Explain that component a little bit to me.
Well, because it would affect school aid because of Cliffs paying their taxes in traditionally the way they have in the past, it affects that portion. So this was an amount of money that they were going to try and pay in to keep our schools, our local schools, harmless, or at least as harmless as possible. And so there was some rub there. Down in Lansing, the governor, others feel like, this has an effect on the school aid fund, and therefore not so excited about it at this point. But there was an attempt by Cliffs to try and do the best they could with their local schools and their local units.
So now there is a bit of a back and forth with it, and it sounds like there's been a couple of changes made to it that looks like it's going to be able to move forward in both the House and the Senate. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've moved it through the Senate. Kudos to Sarah. She's brand new coming in, Sarah, Representative Cambenzi. But Sarah was the one that helped me over in the House when it hit the House Natural Resources Committee. Sarah spoke out and pushed it, supported it, and so the House Natural Resources now voted it out, and it's on its way to the full floor. I have been in conversations with the administration. It's not that they don't appreciate what we're trying to do. In fact, they support what we're trying to do. They're just not sure that they want it done the way we're doing it as far as the revenue sources that we're looking at. So, one way or the other, the more we can move this forward, I think the more you're going to see the administration come and sit down at the table with us and see if they can either come to a conclusion they're going to agree with us or come up with something different that gets us to the same goal.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.